Hello, everyone. These are the Dad Flashes for the week ending August 23rd, 2014. This week's Dad Flashes are titled, On Long Distance Trips, I Have to Drive with Particular Care to Safeguard My Oldest, Most Precious Cargo. Dad Flash number one, Critical Suitcase. From movies, I know how carefully a military aide to the president guards the briefcase known as the football, which contains the codes to launch nuclear weapons. In our family, we have a case that is just as vigilantly protected, my eldest makeup kit. On a recent trip, it had its own seat in our car, and before we hit the road, she carefully strapped it in with a seatbelt to make sure we would not jostle its precious contents, which she spends a fortune replenishing. At least our case can release good into the world, enabling my daughter to feel great about how she looks. Of course, as her father, I believe she's so beautiful she does not need any cosmetic embellishments, but I've come to accept that the makeup-free look is not how her particular friend group rolls. As instructed, I drove cautiously with that precious cargo in the back, feeling reassured that the only thing the contents of that important case have the capability to destroy is our family budget. Dad Flash number two. Old school's so confusing. When my youngest daughter tried to mail a letter to a friend who was staying at an electronics-free camp, she put the stamp in the upper left corner of the envelope. For her, apparently, traditional mail is as baffling a form of communication as Snapchat and Vine are to me. Dad Flash number three, tables turned. In a July 18th, 2014 Dad Flash, I addressed how worried I was about sending my fashionista daughter to a fashion studies camp. But instead of finding myself a helpless victim of her now more informed fashion critiques, I have discovered all the ideas she is excitedly talking about can work to my advantage. Just the other day, she guffawed when I came downstairs wearing plaid short pants and a striped shirt. She haughtily asked, "Did you even look at what you were putting on?" Truth be told, I hadn't. But I had been listening to her enthusiastic accounts of all the new concepts she learned. So I put one of those to use in my defense. You told us opposing trends like simple and ornate would be all the rage for wardrobes in the fall of 2015. So I'm taking that to heart and bringing it all together in the same outfit. Her expression suggested she wasn't entirely buying it, but I didn't bother going back upstairs to change. I wanted her to see I was proud to be a standard bearer for the latest fashion innovation. Dad Flash number four, low odds. I am not a man entirely open to new experiences, especially when they are not my idea, but my wife's. Still, despite all the initial resistance I put up, the list of things I originally objected to that I now quite enjoy, thanks to my spouse, is actually quite long. Ballroom dancing, opera, mussels, progressive jazz, clam digging, Ferris wheels, subtitled films, sushi, Jean Moreau's art, Qigong, cooking shows, chamber music, oysters, couples massage, yoga. That's 15, just for starters. Given that impressive track record, what are the odds that my wife won't have to drag me kicking and screaming to the next new experience she has in mind for us? Simple answer, zero. Dad Flash number five, past self. Whenever my wife becomes mildly disappointed at my inability to fix things around the house or cook anything more boring than basic meals, hot dogs with beans and pasta with a bottled tomato sauce are two of my specialties, I think we really need to be honest about who is at fault. If she wants to take issue with anyone, she should travel back in time and talk to my 17-year-old self. He's the one who squandered the opportunity to learn more from two masters. My father could hang wallpaper so each strip was perfectly straight and exactly aligned with the pattern on the adjacent one. While my mother cooked the standard American fare that everyone ate in the 60s and 70s, her meatballs attained a level of perfection I've never found any other amateur or professional chef could match. But of course, my foolhardy younger self didn't realize how unwise it would be not to learn from the two of them. On Saturdays, that kid lay on his bed and read while his two older brothers worked alongside his father. "Oh, Johnny, put your book down occasionally and do something else." And he never ventured into the kitchen to pick up any tips from his mother. If only he realized they were capable of imbuing skills that could have made him a better husband one day. Of course, during my married life, my parents did pop over to my house to help me out every now and then. But those quick drop-ins couldn't produce the same results years of apprenticeship under their wise tutelage would have. So before we go assigning blame here for the leaky faucet I can't deal with, or the bland, barely edible chicken breast, let's be honest about who the real guilty party is. At 54, I profess that I am merely the innocent party and unfortunate victim of someone else who didn't possess a lot of foresight. And that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again next Saturday with 5 new Dad Flashes.